Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Well, hello there, Carrington.
Hey.
Just wanted to do a little mini episode here and chat with you. We're a couple days late, but we still wanted to make sure that we get this out this week. Before we chat about what we're going to chat about here in a little bit, I just want to go ahead and go into just a couple of small things. Really appreciate the feedback that we get, you know, on Facebook and iTunes with the reviews there. So we wanted to kind of start this thing. If you leave us a review on either platform, we'll pick one and we'll read it on our episodes and just give you a shout out.
Shout, let it all out.
And Carrington will go into a song every time.
Every time.
And that's guaranteed. Just how it's going to be. Yeah. So we have to stick to that. So real quick on iTunes, ENH2728 left us a 5-star review. Really excited for that. He says, "Great podcast for gamers. This is just a chill video game podcast of that average Joe. No frills. No hard-nosed reviewers, just four guys sitting down and talking about the thing they love most, video games. Definitely give it a recommend."
Oh, thanks, Ian.
Yeah. So we definitely appreciate that. If you guys like the show, make sure that you leave us a review on iTunes. The more reviews, the more love that we get. You can leave us a comment on Podbean if you listen to Podbean. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. We are excited to share these with our listeners. And then the other thing I wanted to get into before we talk about this fantastic game that released this week, Jeremy Stilts had got a hold of me through Facebook, probably one of the Facebook groups that we're in about indie video games. He has just started a Kickstarter for Super Souse. That is his game. It is going to launch on Windows platform. They are trying to work on getting it on Steam, Mac, Linux, Switch, PS4, and Xbox. Let me just tell you about this game here a little bit. Have you seen anything about it, Carrington?
I remember looking at it when we first decided to do a mini and mention him, but I haven't looked at it since then. Okay. Could you a nice, fresh reminder?
Yes.
Would be nice, though.
The description, what is Super Souse? Super Souse is a video game which has nothing to do with souse meat.
What?
Basically, looking at this game, it is inspired by series like Mega Man, Contra, Castlevania. So it's definitely got that open world environment to it. There's no linear, it's a non-linear action platformer. It looks like it's difficult. There are challenging bosses. Through the screenshots that I do see, I see one boss on here that looks, it reminds me of like a Mega Man or a Contra boss, just this big, big monster on one side of the map while you're trying to battle it. There's also a few shoot 'em up stages and plenty of rewards to discover through this game as well. Graphics are very retro. I love it. It's very beautiful in color. The cool thing with this is it's got 2-player co-op as well. That's Super Souse. Jeremy Stilt sent that to me. He does have a Kickstarter set up for it. It is going till December 4th. And if they
plenty
reach
of
the goal.
Time.
Yeah, definitely plenty of time. They've got a month and a week left, looks like. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Super Souse on Kickstarter. Check it out. Support them. Let's get this game on our consoles here, because I would love to check it out on Xbox and play it with my dearest Carrington.
Hey, hey now. And it looks like they're not asking a whole lot either. They're only asking for $5,000, and they are at $250 at the moment. And just even pledging $10 gets you the game and your name in the credits. So get on it.
Totally worth it.
I agree.
Totally worth it. So yeah, once again, that is Super Souse on Kickstarter. It could come to a console or PC near you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Carrington.
So, Kyle.
There is this game about this plumber that wears red.
And, I think I know where you're going.
He fights a dinosaur who kidnaps his future wife-to-be called Princess Peach.
Oh, I think I know where you're going.
Have you ever heard of Mario?
I think so. You know, he doesn't get a whole lot of love out there. You know, we cover indie games mostly, so I think this fits in there in that little.
Yeah, it's very, you know, very, you know, such a niche game.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like if you've never played or heard of this game, Mario, this character,
we don't blame you.
Yeah, not at all.
No. I thought since Mario Odyssey released this week on the Switch, you know, we like to cover indie games, and we love supporting new developers and you know, quote-unquote, the underdog developers, those that are really working their hearts out to make their projects that we love. We wanted to just take a moment and recognize Mario. He is, you know, obviously forefather to video games.
Oh, yeah,
grandfather,
for sure.
Yeah. And we don't get too many Mario games that come out, so Mario Odyssey released this, was it a week ago? I think it is. No.
Friday. Yeah, about a week ago. Yeah, it's okay. Almost a week as of this recording.
So we just, you know, we wanted to recognize that and discuss it a little bit on this mini episode. I have not picked it up yet. I've drove by the game store multiple times, tempted to pull in there and buy it, but my, you know, pockets aren't running so deep right now, so it'll be holding off until this Friday. But Carrington.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You picked it up?
I did. I did pick it up. Day of release, of course. Now, before I really talk about this game, I have not gotten a chance to play it as much as I would like to at the moment, because I went out of town the day it came out, and I played a little bit, but not a whole lot. But yesterday and today, I've probably gotten about 5 to 6 hours between yesterday and today. So I have had some time with it at the moment. Oh my gosh, this is probably one of the best Mario games right there, out there right now. And so here's the thing, too. If you loved Galaxy, you will absolutely love Odyssey, because I feel like a Galaxy was a nice foundation for what Odyssey is about, and Odyssey is the perfection of that formula, because there's, Galaxy had some motion controls. The Odyssey, on the other hand, encourages you to use motion controls, and it encourages you to use both Joy-Cons in your hands, whether the Switch is in the dock or not, which I found interesting. And I love the Pro Controller. I love it to death. I think it's one of the best controllers out there, and it's comfortable. I would highly recommend using the Joy-Cons when playing Odyssey.
Separated?
Though. Yeah, separated. It's quite comfortable, and it's just something about it. It's just right, and the way you have to use the motion controls to do certain things. Now, the game itself doesn't literally force you to use motion controls outside of a couple times.
Okay.
So if you're going to play it off the dock, I do not suggest that playing it in handheld mode, but rather like tabletop mode or something like that. Because like I said, like it heavily encourages motion controls.
So your new sidekick in this game is Cappy, right?
Mm-hmm. The hat. Yep.
So with like the motion controls, do you fling your wrist in order to initiate Cappy?
You can, or you can use hit the Y button.
Okay.
To like, you know, launch them or whatever. But there are certain times where you might need a coin. That may be a little bit further out, and to you can whip the Joy-Con, and it then Cappy will whip in that direction. If you're in handheld mode with the Joy-Cons attached, you can't do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you do a flick of the wrist,
yeah,
you might throw your whole console.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just little instances like that where it's pretty much needed. And then there's a couple of the like people you take over where you're gonna use motion controls. Like, you will use it. There's no way around it. So,
okay.
I haven't gotten to experience everything yet, so that I know that there's a couple of like creatures you take over, like I literally have not seen or experienced yet. So, I am still going through it right now.
No T-Rexes yet?
What's that?
No T-Rexes yet?
Actually, the T-Rex is one of the first things you take over. So, yeah,
oh, really?
I have seen the T-Rex and I've taken over it. Yep.
That's cool.
It was a lot of fun. And the game is gorgeous. Good night. Because when I did take over the T-Rex, that's when I noticed like a few of the, like, the way the textures are and stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, this game is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it does look better docked as opposed to handheld mode because of the slight increase. But either way, it doesn't matter, handheld or docked. The game is gorgeous.
Yeah. And from what I've heard, the game is kind of like a love letter to 64, Mario 64.
Yes. And even, to me, in my opinion, it's even more than that. I think it's a love letter to just Mario fans in general of all generations. Because okay. Like I said, it controls, it reminds me a lot of Mario Galaxy. I see N64 bits in there. I see like the original Super Mario Brothers. There are bits where it's 2D that are probably one of my favorites to experience.
How are those 2D bits? I mean,
they're a lot of fun, and I don't know how Nintendo pulls it off, like from a programming standpoint. Because when you think it's so perfectly well done. So like you'll see tunnels like hidden, or sometimes they're not so hidden, and that's when you know. Like, oh, it's a 2D bit. So you go in there, and a lot of times to exit those areas, it's seamless. So, like, you'll be doing a 2D bit thing, and then you might hit, like, a ceiling, and it breaks. And when Mario jumps up, he turns back into 3D, and it's like, oh, that's so cool.
That is pretty neat. So, the difficulty of the game, do you find it challenging, or do you find it more of kind of like a nice, easy game?
So far, the game. So far, the game is really easy. I'm able to go through a lot of the levels very easily. The game does encourage some exploration because you're supposed to be collecting moons to power up your ship and stuff to chase Bowser down. And a lot of times, as soon as you collect the moons you need to continue on to the next one, the game encourages you, hey, continue on. Like, it's almost forcing you to keep going when you know there's more moons. There's 800 moons in the entire game. Wow. So I know when I finish an area, I know there's way more moons in that area. But because the game is almost forcing you to, like, go forward, I have a feeling it's going to make me go back to get the ones that I missed and went over.
It sounds like you carry over a lot of replayability to it.
Oh, yeah. So far, I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
Because I just finished New Donk City last night, which is probably one of my favorite levels of all time, like in any Mario game, and it's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, you see when I saw that for the first time, I thought that was quite strange, like Cartoon Mario and
like the real world. But here's the thing: the brilliance of it, right? So the entire city is an homage to the original Mario Brothers. We're talking Donkey Kong Mario, that Mario.
Oh, really?
Because the city it's like almost lore-based Mario. Like, you don't even get that in a Mario game.
Right.
Because, like, the original Donkey Kong game, you're on top of a building, right? That's like construction building kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be the same city. The new Donk City level is the same city that where that takes place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so the girl is not Peach in that game. It's Pauline. And Pauline is actually in the game also.
Okay.
And there are a lot of references to Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong and a lot of the Kongs just just, there's just so many references. It's fantastic. But just because of the references doesn't make the level itself, you know, amazing. One of the best levels. It's the level design in itself to me is mind blowing. So it's ridiculous.
Here's a bold prediction.
Yeah.
Do you think New Donk City's layout for the next Donkey Kong 3D game? Donkey Kong Switch D4.
Let's see it. I want to see it so bad because we haven't had a 3D Donkey Kong game in a long time, it seems like.
Yeah.
We're due for one.
Yeah, we are definitely due for one. So last question.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep this short.
Right, right.
It's kind of a big one, and I know that, you know, you probably haven't put as many hours into this as you have this previous game I'm going to mention. Zelda released earlier this year, Breath of the Wild.
Ooh, baby, yes it did.
It was highly praised.
Yes, it was.
Mario releases towards the end of this year, and it is highly praised.
Oh, yes.
And I've heard you say that Zelda is possibly Game of the Year material.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like Mario could knock Zelda out of place for that Game of the Year?
Gosh. So here's the thing. Zelda, Breath of the Wild, in my opinion at least, redefined what a Zelda game is to us. Whereas Odyssey at the moment, like I said, I haven't finished Odyssey yet. Odyssey at the moment has just perfected the Mario formula. It has not redefined it.
Okay. So you felt like Zelda brought more to the table?
Yes.
Okay.
But I will say also, Odyssey is a very close second for Game of the Year. Like, I mean, it's very close.
Well, there you have it.
To say that still hurts in a way, because it's Mario. But at the same time, Zelda, and I think, I mean,
they're practically brothers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to go more into it, but I haven't gotten enough time with it yet.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it comes to it, maybe we can have another discussion because I'm going to be picking it up here soon. And okay. I bet you, Andrew will probably be playing it too, you think?
I think so too. And the thing too is that, I will say real quick also, like with Zelda, I felt like I had to spend at least an hour. Otherwise, you know, I can just kiss my Zelda time goodbye if I can't get at least an hour into it.
Yeah.
Mario, I definitely don't get that because there's just so many different worlds. I can pick it up for 15, 20 minutes, leave it, and then come back, play another 3 hours if I wanted to.
Oh,
like, nice. I can do both. I can have both sessions and be happy with Mario. I can't do a short session with Zelda and be happy with myself.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Mario Odyssey, I won't have you leave a rating for it unless you really wanted to.
I can't. I feel like I can't judge it yet.
Okay. So we'll just leave it at that.
We can revisit it. We can revisit it.
We'll do that. Carrington, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I do have something, an announcement to make. I'll make the announcement now here, and you heard it first. Roger and myself have been talking a lot from Gamerheads podcast. We will be releasing a crossover show very soon, so keep an eye out for it. We will have to re-record the first episode, unfortunately, because I lost my audio.
Okay.
So, but yeah, keep your eye out.
Super exciting. Where can people find it when it releases?
When it releases, we will release it on our both respective channels. So just if you're subscribed to us, to Real Dudes Podcast, or if you're subscribed to Gamerheads Podcast, you will definitely want, get a notification when it goes live and stuff. At the moment, that is how we were going to set it up. We're going to release it on both channels and go from there.
Okay, sweet. So yeah, we'll look out for that. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @RealDudes_pod. Instagram and Facebook at Real Dudes Pod. And then if you have any questions for us, you can email us at podcast@realdudespodcast.com. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on iTunes, Podbean. And if you are on YouTube, check out our channel. We are uploading Let's Plays. And subscribe to us and share with your friends and give us thumbs ups and leave comments. And that's it.
And support our affiliates.
Yes. Oh, yes. And huge, huge shout out to Podbean. That's who we run our podcast through. They have been so nice to us lately. Shannon over there helped us get featured on the website. It has helped us reach you listeners, a lot more listeners than we had before. We've been on there for about 3 weeks now, I think. We're still going strong, and we are so happy to be able to reach some new people and be able to, you know, communicate with you guys. So yeah, hit us up on our social networks, email us, whatever you want, chat with us. If you leave us an interesting question, we'll definitely discuss it on the show. So that's it. Other than that, have a rad day.
Bye.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.